This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, France held local elections last month, which was seen as a key test of public opinion ahead of the next presidential election in 2017. Now, the results were surprising. French voters turned towards right-leaning parties, with Marine Le Pen's far-right National Front making significant gains from their previous showing. So I asked Professor John R. Bowen from Washington University in St. Louis in the US just how the far-right is redrawing France's political map.
France has more or less been governed by an alternation between two groupings, a center-right grouping called the parliamentary right. Well, a long time ago it was De Gaulle, that's Chirac and Sarkozy, and then the other party being the parliamentary left or the socialists. And there are lots of fringe parties that ally themselves or don't with them. But that's been the story, pretty much, a two-party system. Well, that's now, and especially with Sunday's first round of departmental elections, that's breaking down. And now there really are three parties of almost equal strength in terms of how they did on the first round. And the first round is important as a measure of sentiment. Of course, France's political system, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's a two in all elections, it's a two-stage system, so you can have many parties or many individuals contending for the first round, but then a smaller number of them go on to the second round. And in the case of these departmentals, new rules apply. It's only parties that got a certain percentage of the registered electorate that get to go on. And here it'll be very interesting to see next Sunday, because traditionally what's happened has been that the center-right and the left have made common cause against the National Front, each telling its own followers, if we don't make it into the next round, so if it's the National Front versus the other major party, vote for the other major party. So socialists would go out and vote for the center-right. Center-right people would go out and vote for the socialists to keep the National Front out of power. The socialist prime minister, Manuel Valls, did do what his predecessors have done and called for his followers to vote the center-right party, the UMP. But Nicolas Sarkozy has not done that. And we've started to see over the last two elections, really, the rise of a neither-neither, a ni-ni strategy, neither the Socialist nor the National Front, saying to his voters, do whatever you want. And, of course, some of them, under those conditions, may vote for the National Front.
What do you make of this rise of the far right? Why have they been so successful recently?
Well, of course, this is a story all over Europe, all over Western Europe, and, well, more than that, of course, Hungary as well. And in the last 10 years, we've seen the rise of these parties. The right-wing parties in many of these countries, the National Front, the BNP, the British National Party in Britain, and other, in Austria, for example, originally rose as anti-immigrant parties, with some combination of racism and economic competition. So immigrants were fine if times were great and there was a great need for labor, was this case in the 50s and 60s and early 70s. But then when jobs got scarce in the mid-70s, French people, British people started resenting the presence of people from Asia and Africa. So it was economics plus a great deal of racism, especially in the case of the British National Party in England. Well, that's several decades ago, but that's been a constant. So the National Front has gone up and down, but it's been there all this time. Now, in the last few elections, what one has seen is it's not just France. There's the Party for Freedom, the PVV in the Netherlands. There's the Progress Party in Norway. There's now UKIP in England. Ironically and amusingly, it's called the United Kingdom Independence Party, meaning independence from Europe. and of course the National Front. And all of these are gaining a lot of ground. And it's a combination. I think we can see it as a combination of two major impulses. One is, then they're combined. One is anti-elitism. We usually call that populism. So the people against the elites who are running the country, and nativism. So England for the English, French for the French, and let the foreigners all leave. And these are both on the rise. Why are they on the rise? Well, one is the dissatisfaction with Europe, with the European project. Approval ratings of the idea of Europe have been in decline in all these countries. This is strongest really in Britain, where there's a great deal of pressure on David Cameron, the Conservative leader, to get out of Europe. So not even in the, they're not in the Euro, but to get out of the European Union entirely. And there's pressure all around. And this has something to do with the decline of the, well, the problems with the euro. Mm-hmm. And it also something to do with just a long-term dissatisfaction by many at what they see as a loss of national sovereignty. So that's one of the reasons for the rise. Second reason for the rise is, of course, the most recent economic crisis since 2008, roughly. Times have been tough, and so when times are tough, people turn against the other, and the other is the Muslim immigrant. The third factor, I would say, is that now Muslims in Europe are more and more not immigrants at all, but people who have been born there, or maybe even grandchildren of immigrants. And so now it's more and more about Islam rather than being just about immigrants. So you see a kind of a cultural critique, people saying, and this is strongest in the Netherlands, but you see it elsewhere, that Islam is not compatible with our values, say with European values. Three quarters of French people say that. They say that Islam is not compatible with French values. Well, that's three quarters is pretty sizable, right? And that's something that was not the case, say, 10 years ago. So that's new. All these things contribute to the rise of these far-right parties all across Europe at about the same time.
Do you think that this is a trend that will keep gaining momentum or gaining strength across Europe, and particularly in France? Do you think anything is being done to address this kind of imbalance in society?
There's nothing's being done to address this imbalance. No. I mean, the best one can hope for is what we already see is an uptick in the economy. The euro is has been falling, and that's very good for exports from Europe, because the U.S. economy is rising, and the there are lots of Chinese and et cetera. European businesses are starting to look a little healthier. Well, when the economy prospers, people get less resentful and less angry. So we can hope for that. That's nothing structural. That's nothing attitudinal. It's just the way these economic waves affect public opinion. But the deeper problems are persistent racism, anti-Islam sentiments, and populism. I think populism will continue to rise. You see this, it's equally left and right wing. The Podemos party in Spain, similar, basically populist but more left-wing parties across the southern flank of Europe and Greece. At the same time, you've got far-right parties, Golden Dawn in Greece, But what they share is populism, anger at the elites. I don't see that going away soon. I see maybe if the economies get better, say the euro crisis is resolved, it'll die down. But, it's going to take a while. And the anti-Islam sentiments, that's really different. That's not caused by economics at all. It's this sense of having new types of people show up who really aren't the same as us and resenting that. So, I don't know where the trend line is here. My point about the economy was that that's the only thing we can really hope for, is that that helps a little bit.
That was Professor John R. Bowen from Washington University in St. Louis in the US, talking about the rise of the right wing in French politics. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.